Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Joe, you worked closely with him. Oh, I mean, what does this mean to you? What's going on in your head?
Honestly, I can't put into words what's going on in my head right now. This is tragic. Paul meant a lot to this school. He meant a lot to the other students. He meant a lot to the faculty and staff. And I think you saw that out there today with all these kids showing up and all these teachers present and administrators present. He meant a lot to this place, means a lot to this place.
How are your team members doing?
Some are sad, some are angry, some are confused. But we met on Saturday night and I kept saying to them was we need to be together, and that's going to be our motto going forward. The number two. Together. So I think they're relying on each other to try to get through this and keep Paul's memory alive. And we're leaning on each other right now. There's nothing in any manual to teach you how to deal with this stuff.
Can you describe the type of kid Paul was?
He was energetic. He was always excited to be out there with his teammates. He was always cracking jokes. He was an awesome, awesome kid and a heck of a football player, too.
So much has been, you know, made of his smile. He's being remembered for his smile. You know, how do you tell people that that smile isn't going to be around anymore? How do you educate the kids on that?
His smile will always be there. We're going to put his number on our helmets this year. We're going to put his initials on our jersey. He's going to be with us. Before every game, he always sat in that far right corner, and he always was chewing on his mouth guard, and he'd take it out and start smiling before the games. And then I knew we were ready to go after I saw that. So he will live on in this team.
How far does this community, the football, the school community, expand? I mean, there's tons of people here this morning.
Football's family. Sports are families. The power of sport is incredible. I mean, Paul was able to touch lives through the game of football. And he's made an impact on his coaches, on his teammates, and everybody that has been around this community. I mean, this alumni base at this school is the most impressive thing I've seen. The fact that you can look around right now and there are guys who graduated in the 60s, 70s, 80s that are around here right now to support and to grieve with their brothers is impressive.
Can I speak to the position he played and his skill as a player?
Yeah, he played running back for us. He played a little bit of slot receiver for us. On offense, we tried to find ways to get him the ball because he was special when he had it in his hands. And on defense, he played our linebacker. Wasn't the biggest guy, but had the biggest heart. So we put him in the spot where he could make the most tackles, come up and make the most plays because he was just that special.
Can you speak to what's being done for the school community?
So what we're going to try to do, we have the two everywhere, so we're going to try to promote that throughout the school year because we want to make sure that we remember Paul in a positive way. We want to remember his smile. When I used to see him in the hallways, he was always respectful and responsible. So, you know, we want that to carry on.
What's going on with the team right now? I know they went inside. There were so many kids with tears.
Sure. Right now we have counselors from several districts that are here, social workers. So if the students do need counseling of any kind, then these people are here for them. So it's amazing. It's really amazing, the turnout.
How long will the counselors be available?
As long as they need to be here.
So throughout the summer into the next school year?
If need be. So Mount Mercy's been very helpful, and even Frontier High School. So they reach out to us, too. So that's nice. So I know they will be there when needed.
And then when will football practice be during the summer?
We officially start August 19th. We're going to a little mini camp with North Tonawanda tomorrow. And I asked the kids if they wanted to go still. I was completely okay with telling the other schools that we weren't going to attend, but everybody wants to go. They want to try to return to normalcy and play for Paul at this point. So we're going to go ahead and continue on with football just as Paul would have wanted us to.
Is there any other message you want to give the community or students, faculty, alumni in this area?
Well, just that what you saw today, I mean, it's amazing how we have our present Tymon students right now, but we also have Tymon alumni here, a lot of former students. It really is a special place, as Coach Licata said. I mean, Tymon is a family, and this is very heartbreaking for all the students and, of course, for us.
Speaking of family, this is a difficult time for the family to speak out. Do you have anything to say on behalf of the family?
Well, I spoke to his mother this morning, and she did say she was going to be here, and she just really supports the support of Bishop Tymon and what we're doing, what we're trying to do for the family. So we're here for them.
Address that, too. I spoke to his mother last night, and all she wanted was his white jersey, to bury him in his white jersey. And that right there is just, you know, very telling and speaks to the power of his brotherhood here and you know, the connections that he made and with his teammates and coaches and everybody else.
Does he have siblings that go to the school?
Not to go to the school.
They go to the school. He's got two little sisters, I believe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.